I'm going to call this meeting to order, the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors for January 7th, 2014. Please rise for pledge allegiance to our flag and also remain standing for a moment of silence for Sheriff's Department employee Nancy Peroni.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Okay, we have several presentations this morning. And we will start the first one with our recognition of the 2013 Chairman of the Board, Vito Chiesa. I have a few things here for you.
High-tech device here. I'm still trying to figure out how to use an 8-track.
Okay, well, you've had quite a year this last year. Usually, when it's over with, everybody's certainly glad it's over with and not looking forward to doing it again. If I have a short list of the things that you did there as the chairman, all the things that happened. You had to focus on gang violence things and law enforcement, which, has plagued the problem for a while. I remember I just reread your state of the county address. I have to give one this month, and I remember you mentioned that as an issue. And then we're working on groundwater ordinances. We passed that last year. We've started an advisory committee, which has been started as you were chairman. You're working on the rail committee and the San Joaquin Joint Powers Authority. And you've been a strong advocate of agriculture. We're on the Ag Advisory Board, and we're active in all issues for our number one industry in the county. And probably the thing that's most notable is you're now the first vice president of CSAC. So you will be the chairman next year, representing all of the California counties, and you are the first one to do that since Roland Starn, which also happens to be in your same district there years ago. And I think we finally got the PTAP dispute between the cities finally settled. I think we're going to finish it up soon. So certainly that is certainly quite an achievement there. That's something that we really needed to get done. Would you like to say a few words as outgoing chairman?
Only thing I want to say is I want to thank the board for your never-ending support. It is amazing when you're chairman. I think I said it before, you get to do ceremonial-type duties. You get to choose committees, but you get to drive some of the agenda, things that you think are important. And without the support of the four board members and our senior leadership team led by Stan Risen, it wouldn't be possible. Thank you, guys, and 1 year is a plenty, let me tell you, as chairman, and rotating is a great thing for everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, you get the joy of being the first one here and the last one to leave. Okay, and I have a few things for you. In no special order. This is your plaque as the chairman for 2013, and then your five-year service. Too. 5 years. How fast time goes by. There. And we also have a lapel pin for you from Stanislaus County. Okay, next we have employee service awards for employees that have worked for the county for either 30 years or 25 years. And we will start the presentations with our district attorney department head, Birgit Flatiger. Birgit, good to see you again.
Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Risen and Mr. Doering, it's my pleasure to be here this morning and have the opportunity to kick off this recognition of county employees. We're starting with a 30-year employee, Carol Shipley, and Carol is my right-hand person. She is the assistant district attorney. She has served in that role for many years. We pulled a little bit of information together so folks who don't know her can learn a little bit about her. Carol started with her office in December of 1983 as a deputy district attorney one, pretty much right out of law school. In 1995, she was promoted to Chief Deputy DA, and in August of 1999, she was promoted to Assistant District Attorney. And what's not included here, but I want to add, is after the retirement of Jim Brazelton, there was a period of time there of about a year where she was the Acting District Attorney, and she did a fabulous job during that time period. In 2006, Carol was given the responsibility for facilitating and developing the Stanislaus County Family Justice Center, which you all know about and we are incredibly proud of. It is serving crime victims every day and making a huge difference in this community, and Carol was truly instrumental in making sure that happened. In November 2010, the doors opened, and as I said, we've been busy ever since. She has been commended for being a team player, for her work ethic, her dedication to the office's mission. I don't know that there's anyone in that office really who works harder than Carol. I don't know what I would do without her. She announced plans to retire. I put on the pressure big time and convinced her to stick around for at least one more year, for which I'm very, very grateful. So, Carol Shipley.
Well, Carol, 30 years goes by pretty fast, doesn't it? Yeah, I was just 9 years old when you started with the county. No. You had quite a career. You actually were the acting department head, I remember, for a year, and Birgit mentioned that. And you were involved with the Family Justice Center. And of course, you were there when we moved the district attorney's office from the old courthouse built in the 30s to a nice new building now. So anyway, congratulations on your 30 years. Let me hand you that. Can though for another 30 more? No. You'd like to say a few words?
Sure. Well, first I want to thank Birgit Flatiger, the DA. It's wonderful to work with her. I thank all the employees that I've worked with throughout the years, and obviously there's a number of them for over 30 years, as well as the other two DAs. Never have regretted coming to work a single day. It's always been a challenge and new every day. It's been wonderful. And the best part of this county not only is the wonderful support that the Board of Supervisors gives the departments, but also all of the people in the county, both county employees as well as the nonprofit agencies that we work with day in and day out to make sure that we provide the right services to this community, has just been very enjoyable and very rewarding for me. And I want to thank all of the people in the county for all the work that they do, and thank the board for their constant support of our department and the projects that we take on. So thank you.
Okay, Birgit.
Just one more thing I neglected. There's all kinds of certificates here, so Carol gets those as well. She's running out of wall space, but I'm sure she can find a place at home in a minimum. So there you go.
Okay, thank you very much for your service. Okay, we will continue on now with the employees that are being honored for the 25 years of service, and Jeff Rowe from the Alliance WorkNet.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Risen, and Mr. Doering. It's my pleasure to present Bruce Merchant to you this morning to be honored for 25 years of service to Stanislaus County. Bruce first started working for the county for the library, actually ended up in a part-time position when he was a student back in 1983. He started working for what was then the Department of Employment and Training in 1988 in his first permanent full-time position, and he's been with us ever since. Bruce worked as a case manager for approximately 10 years, assisting dislocated workers in becoming reemployed before he was promoted to a supervisor, the position he holds today. As a supervisor, Bruce is known as someone whose staff can come to for reliable advice on how to handle challenging cases, as well as for answers on really technical questions regarding the rules and regulations that come down to us from our state and federal regulating agencies, which there is a lot of rules. So he's an expert in that, and he keeps us in mind there. Although he has strong customer service skills, perhaps Bruce's strongest skill is in the managing and analyzing of data related to the performance of our program. And that's critical information for us to have in pursuit of the county's goal of continuous improvement. In addition to his good work with our department, Bruce has continuously stepped up when volunteers were needed for interview panels with other departments, as well as for countywide and state-level projects. For example, he was a trainer for the county, for the County Learning Styles Program, and a format workshop facilitator. Bruce's dedication to his job is exemplified by the fact that he regularly needs to be reminded that he's accrued the maximum amount of vacation time, and that perhaps he should take a day off here and there. In his personal life, he is active in community theater and chorus, including work with Modesto Performing Arts, Modesto Symphony Chorus, Masterworks Chorus, and Danaro Gaslight Theater. He toured nationally with Up With People and has performed at Carnegie Hall and the Lincoln Center in New York City. We are blessed to have Bruce working for us and the residents of Stanislaus County. Bruce?
Bruce, congratulations on 25 years of service to the county. That caught my interest there when they said you performed at Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
So, could I ask, what were you...
At that time, I was singing with the Stockton Chorale, and we did a joint chorus, Verdi's Requiem, there at Carnegie. That was also the same group that I performed with Lincoln Center.
Oh. Right, and you're quite talented. I don't have any talents at all, so it's hard for me to relate to that. But and my wife is a professional musician. She's a talented one in the family. So, well, you put in a lot of dedicated years. I hope you have a few more good years left for us there. The Alliance WorkNet does a lot of good work and tries to put people back in employment. So I'm glad to see you're part of that and been a good member of the community also. So congratulations on 25 years. Would you like to say anything further?
Well, I was a little surprised that it was mentioned that I started when I was in high school working for the library. Since that was mentioned, I will say that I'm one of the few employees that actually outlived Ray Simon's time on the board. When I started, he was new. And so I just ran into him and mentioned I was getting my 25, and it was kind of nice that he said he knew who I was. But now the entire board is different. So it's wonderful to have the support of the board, but also to have the opportunity and that privilege to work for the county to make an impact not only on individual people's lives as we help them get back to work, but that we're helping to improve our community and support our businesses as well as our workforce. And I truly appreciate the support from the board and from Jeff and from our management. So thank you.
Okay. Congratulations. Okay, continuing on, we will now have Kathy Harwell from the Community Services Agency.
Good morning, Chairman DeMartini, members of the board, CEO Risen, and Mr. Doring. It's just an honor to be here to recognize employees. Today we're recognizing Stephanie Van Heil. Stephanie has worked for the Community Services Agency for 25 years. She started her career on August 29, 1988, as a Family Services Specialist 1. looking for a challenge. She spent 11 years doing that, but she wanted to go on to do another challenge. In December 6, 1999, she was promoted to a Family Services Specialist 3, working for Employment Services and Welfare to Work. Through the years, she has experienced different programs and worked to serve customers in the CalWORKs program, CalFresh program, Medi-Cal, Welfare to Work, and Refugee Cash Assistance. Stephanie has really experienced many, many challenges at the Community Services Agency with with changes in our programs. We converted from a paper system, totally non-automated, to C4, and she helped us through that conversion. She helped us convert from into electronic benefit transfer, so EBT for CalFresh and cash benefits, from checks to EBT cards, and from paper Medi-Cal cards to benefit identification cards, the cards that are used now for the Medi-Cal program. Stephanie is a member of the National Eligibility Workers Association. She has not only been a charter member of NEW, but has served as vice president, corresponding secretary, vice president, and treasurer. She's had the opportunity to attend state conferences for the National Eligibility Workers Association, looking at increasing professionalism in her profession. But most notably is what Stephanie has done and what's in her personnel file. Stephanie's personnel file is filled with letters of appreciation from customers who have received service from her. In her career, she has touched many, many lives and impacted many customers in a positive way. She always treats her customers with courtesy and dignity and respect. She's dedicated in providing the best customer service for her customers and her peers. Stephanie's philosophy in life is keeping a positive attitude. She sees the glass half full and looks to see how she's going to fill it up. She has a cheerful attitude in life and on her job. Her cheerful attitude is contagious and brings a positive atmosphere wherever she is. She's honest and always treats customers and her peers with dignity and respect. She's flexible, she has a cooperative spirit and a great sense of humor. And I'd really like to thank Stephanie for her dedication to the county and to the customers we serve. Stephanie has a really difficult job in Welfare to Work. You know, as our economy has declined, helping customers attain education and job experience is very difficult. And she has done a really great job in connecting her customers to work experience and to jobs in the community. So thank you, Stephanie, for a job well done.
Well, Stephanie, those were some nice words from your boss there, so it looks like you're doing a really good job there in providing the service to the customers there. I'm sure you've seen a lot of change through the years in 25 years. I remember the old building down there on the scenic road, so to, you know, brand new state-of-the-art building now, and the changes in technology are probably one of the biggest things in that department. It's, that's why I don't work there. I'm still using a Palm Pilot. Yeah. So anyway, congratulations on your service to the community and your 25 years here at Stanislaus County. Let me present that to you. And first, you'd like to say a few words to our public.
Thank you. This has been a great adventure for me to work for Stanislaus County. And I'm really grateful for the personal growth that I have seen. Trying to bring my positive attitude, there have been many times that I have received a lot of strength from my customers and especially from the county family that there is around us. I appreciate working in an office where we have people that get along, and if you don't get along, you're not there very long because you really have to get along in order to serve the public like we do and to be able to handle the changes that comes so thick and fast at us, and I'm very grateful for the things that I've learned and also that I've been able to share. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, and back with us again, our district attorney, Birgit Plattiger. You know, when you were up here the last time, I forgot to ask you if you knew any good attorney jokes.
I don't repeat them. They're not repeatable. Again, it's a pleasure to be up here. I think it's a testament to the folks in our office. We actually have a lot of people that have been there 15, 20, 25 years, and it's because it's a good place to work and what we do matters. And as the last young lady testified, if you don't get along with your coworkers, you don't stay that long because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of stress. So the next person we're going to recognize is Karen Zella. And she is part of our support staff. Our office would be nothing without really, really terrific support staff. Karen started with the county in December of 1988, back when she started with the county municipal court, okay, which is now no longer really part of the county. They're separate. But she worked for the courts and then transferred to the district attorney's office in 1990, and she's been with us ever since. She's worked in a number of our different units as clerical support, and that includes our investigations unit, intake, legal pleadings, witness services, our juvenile division, and as an attorney clerk. She knows everything there is to know about how our office works and where the paperwork needs to go, when it needs to get there, and how to find it. At the beginning of her tenure, she was also the backup secretary for then district attorney Don Stahl. Her evaluations have comments from her coworkers commending her for her dedication, her hard work, her reliability, her knowledge, and her work ethic. She is here with us today with her husband, who's been a tremendous support to her. Karen is always upbeat, positive, helpful. When she sees something that needs to be fixed, she fixes it. She doesn't wait around. She's a pleasure to have in the office, and I'm very happy that we've had her for 25 years, and maybe she'll be here in five more for a 30-year. So I give you Karen Zella, and I'll give her her certificates on her way up there.
Yeah, I guess the district attorney gave you their certificates, and we have one here from the board also. I know the district attorney's office is always under a very tight timeline in getting things done, so if you're involved with that, I know I went over there for a visit one time, and they said, boy, we have to get this done and this done and this done, and it's no, like, no excuses. You just gotta have it done. So there's people like you that actually get that work out and get it done, and the attorneys go to court, everything's ready for them. So, well, congratulations on 25 years. We appreciate your service to the county, and we'll be back up here in another 5 years for another certificate. Would you like to say a few words?
Good morning. First off, I'd like to thank my husband for having stopped by the county CEO's office and picking up the application for me. Like, are you crazy? I don't know anything about law, but I took the test, and 25 years later, I'm still here. Like Birgit said, I've had the pleasure of working for three district attorneys, Mr. Stahl, Mr. Brazelton, and now Birgit. And when I started in the DA's office, we got the very first PCs, and the legal pleadings used to be typed on a display writer, which I had no idea what was, but we got the PCs and started from there, and now we're almost to a paperless office. So it's been a lot of changes over the years. I've enjoyed my job working for the district attorney. I feel like we make a difference every single day in everybody's lives. I'm always learning. It's the law always changes. It's always evolving. So one day it may be this law, and tomorrow it changes. But, so it keeps us on our toes. And I can't remember the saying exactly, but they say when you enjoy going to work every day, it's not work. And that's how I feel. I look forward every day to going to work. So hope for another 5, 10, we'll see. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your service. Okay, continuing on, we will now have Jamie Eggers from the Environmental Resources Department.
Amy?
Good morning, Chairman DeMartini, board members, CEO Risen, and County Council Doring. Thank you for this opportunity to recognize Tom Wolf for 25 years of service with the Department of Environmental Resources. Time really, really flies because I remember when we hired Tom. So it's a little scary. And the previous speaker was causing me to reminisce a little bit, and that was back in the days when we had, this might be scary to some people in the audience, but no cell phones, no computers. When you left the office in the morning to go out in the field, there was no getting a hold of you because there were no pagers, no radios in the cars. We had, in the staff area where we all sat, we had one phone that we shared between every two inspectors. And it was the old push button. When somebody was on hold, it would blink and blink and blink. You'd have to wait for your coworker to get off the phone so you could make a call. So, wow, things have really changed. Back in those days, we were called sanitarians, and Tom was hired as a sanitarian aide in July of 1988 to inspect public swimming pools and water well seals. He was promoted to an environmental health specialist trainee in 1989, and at that point, our titles had changed to what you're familiar with today. He received his registered environmental health certificate in 1990, and he was assigned to work a district in the North Modesto and Riverbank area, inspecting pools, food facilities, septic systems, and water wells. He was promoted to Environmental Health Specialist 3 in 1993 and participated in the countywide flood relief effort of 1997. In 1998, he became a certified lead paint inspector assessor and was promoted to a senior environmental health specialist in June of 2000, where he worked in the water and recreational health programs. He became a housing program senior in 2007, but continued his work in the recreational health area as well. In 2010, he assumed the code enforcement senior staff duties as well, so Tom is a master of juggling lots and lots of tasks at one time. In 2010, he again worked in the flood relief efforts in the Westside Incident Command Center. He performed the duties of the vice chair of the Abandoned Vehicle Abatement Program in 2011 and 12. And in early 2013, he transferred from Environmental Health to the Department's Solid Waste Division, where he now is working in the functional areas of the local task force, the regional agency, our food processing byproducts use program, and waste tire grant oversight. Tom is always front and center for new projects and tasks, including a multiple inspection program. Tom's hobbies include long distance running, gardening, and entering into endurance races. Tom and his wife, Kirsten, who is here with him today, have been married for 13 years. They have a grown daughter and a 3-year-old grandson who's named Aiden, whom they regularly babysit. Tom is a dedicated, hardworking, positive individual who it's been my pleasure to work with over these years. Tom, if you could come forward, and I have certificates for you as well.
Hi, Tom. Well, congratulations on completing 25 years here with the county. You know, I have to deal with environmental resources all the time, so our paths have crossed a few times. I know in Monterey Park Track and code enforcement and other different things, but the environmental resources is a very important department, does a lot of good things for the county. So we're glad to have you here. Hope we can get be back here in another 5 years for your 30-year plaque. So. I know you've seen a lot of changes, sounds like, in the department, and you've changed in positions through the years. So anyway, we're glad to have you on board here at the county, and would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. DeMartini. Thank you, Board of Supervisors, and especially like to thank Jamie Eggers. It's been a privilege to work for the Stanislaus County Department of Environmental Resources for these 25 years, and I can easily say it's been enjoyable. There's been a lot of challenges, a lot of opportunities, and it's been very rewarding. Like to refresh my memory too, or your memory too, Jamie, when we, back in the old days, it was a privilege to get a county car with an air conditioner. So those are the good old days. Now we have push-button locks and windows. And, of course, all cars come equipped with air conditioning now. So, again, thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Brian. And most importantly, thank you to my wife, Kirsten.
Hey, Thomas, Mr. Pack, 25 minutes.
And finishing up the employees honored this month will be Department Head Jill Silva from the Probation Department.
Good morning. Saving the best for last, right?
I see you have two employees.
I do. Thank you, Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Rison, Mr. Doring. Happy New Year to all of you. It is my sincere honor and privilege to be able to introduce two of our department employees. I'm going to start off by introducing Probation Manager Natasha Roof. Natasha started her career with the Probation Department on November 21, 1988, as a group supervisor in our juvenile hall. Natasha later promoted to the position of Deputy Probation Officer on May 21, 1990. During her career, Natasha continued to work in a variety of assignments and promoted several times. On October 1, 1996, she promoted to the position of Supervisor. At the supervisor level, Natasha oversaw a number of units, including our adult intake unit, juvenile investigations, juvenile drug court, and adult drug court. On September 6, 2003, Natasha promoted once again to the position of probation manager, which is also called division director within our department. In this capacity, she served as the adult division director for 6 years before transferring to the juvenile hall to serve as the facility superintendent. In July of 2012, Natasha transferred to her current assignment as the Juvenile Field Services Division Director. Throughout her career, she has been consistently praised for her high quality of work, attention to detail, and strong work ethic. She has been instrumental in starting new programs, including bringing without permission into our juvenile hall to educate our female population on the risk of human trafficking and to provide services to youth identified as victims. These youth are the most vulnerable to this type of victimization. She started our mentoring program in Juvenile Hall in partnership with the Parent Resource Center. She initiated aggression replacement training in the detention facility, which is an evidence-based treatment program delivered by our department officers. She has been able to bring about these new programs without the need of additional funding, which I know is always a win with your board. Natasha was also instrumental in assisting capital projects during the planning and construction phases of the new juvenile commitment facility. Finally, she has recently taken on the huge task of overseeing the next phase of our Girls Juvenile Justice Initiative. Natasha is a very dedicated, loyal, and hardworking county employee, and she is definitely one of our shining stars and a valuable member of my management team. So it's my pleasure to introduce her to you today, Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. Congratulations on completing 25 years here with the county. So I've been out a number of times with probation for just checks out, especially in my district. So I know what you guys do. I've been in the juvenile hall a number of times, and you know, I understand the department and the service that you do to the law enforcement. So well, it's a pleasure for me to present this to you today, and I wondered if you'd have a few words to say.
Well, thank you, Board. Thank you, Jill. I've been very fortunate to work under a strong leadership team for the past 25 years. And in addition to my husband putting up with me for the last 25 years and along with my children, but I also want to thank all the friends that I've made throughout the years from both Juvenile Hall and Field Services. Without that crew supporting me, backing me up, covering me, I couldn't have done it and been so successful. So it's truly a tribute to the leadership in our department and the team spirit of the co-workers that I've worked with. And so I want to thank each and every one of you. Many of you are here today, so I thank you for that as well. Again, thank you for your support. And hopefully have another 25 years.
Yeah.
Look forward to that 50-year clock.
So it's also my honor and privilege to introduce to you Kelly Valentin in recognition of her 25 years of service to the county. Kelly has worked for a number of county departments before coming to work at the probation department. She started at the county on October 1st, 1988 and worked as a circulation clerk in the library. She also worked for Child Support Services as an account clerk and the district attorney's office as an accountant. Kelly then transferred to the probation department on February 3, 2007 as a confidential assistant to assigned to our juvenile institutions. She promoted to her present position as a confidential assistant 3 in our human resources division and continues to do HR work with the juvenile facilities. And I just have to add, our payroll system for 24/7 operations is probably one of the most complicated systems, and really it's through the work that Kelly has done that it keeps us on our toes and trying to get this very difficult process completed each and every week and make sure that our county employees are paid on time. But throughout her career, Kelly has been praised for her excellent customer service, strong work ethic, and accuracy. She was recognized by our department in 2008 as the Support Employee of the Year, and it's my pleasure to introduce to you Kelly Valentin.
Hi, Kelly. Congratulations on 25 years of service to the county there.
Thank you.
So you're the Service Employee of the Year, the Support Employee of the Year. So that's good. So you had a few kind words that they said about you today. So, well, I'd like to present you with this and thank you for your service to Stanislaus County and the people that live here. And if you'd like to say a few words.
First of all, it's been an honor and a privilege to work for Stanislaus County for 25 years. Obviously, I started before child labor laws. but I've also worked in many different departments. Everyone has just been fantastic. I ended up with the probation department, and that's where I'll stay. I want to thank my immediate family who are not here but are watching online, and also the support of my probation family that quite a few of you are here, and also a lot of them are watching online. But it's, like I said, it's been an honor and a privilege, and thank you, everyone.
Okay, well, thank you. Hey, this board appreciates the years of service by these employees and making Stanislaus County a career.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now move on to public comment. Anybody wishing to make a comment on an item that is not on the agenda, this would be the opportunity to do it now. I do have one speaker card, Cecil Russell from the Modesto Chamber.
Keith Boggs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the item that was checked was public comment. So, okay, we'll call you up when that item comes up. Is there anybody that would like to make a comment on something that is not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will now move to consent calendar. All these matters are considered routine, and they're identified with an asterisk that will be voted on as one item. We have one request to pull item B7 for a separate vote. B5. B5 for a separate vote. Is there any member of the board who wish to pull another item? Any member of the audience wish to pull an item for further discussion or vote? Okay. And then I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda item except for item B5.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's been made and approved, and seconded to approve the consent item except for B5. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion's carried. We will now move to agenda item B5.
And Mr. Chairman, I requested that B5 be pulled. I don't need a staff report, as I've asked for this item to be pulled so I can make a comment and request a separate vote. While I appreciate the fine work of our deputies, our sheriff deputies, performance day in, day out, I remain concerned about the financial challenge of our organization is facing. While we have seen some slight improvement in our economy, I do not feel it has stabilized to the point that we can commit to compensation issues that bring a net increase in cost. As such, I will be voting no on this item. And thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment on this item? Anybody want to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. Okay, motion's made and seconded. We approve item B5. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Okay, motion's passed 4-1. Okay, we will now move to agenda item B7. Approval of the annual progress report for the Santa Claus County Employee Mentor Program. Mr. Boggs.
I think I have a new strategy. All difficult land use policy decisions we'll bring to the board on days when we celebrate our employees. There's lots of love in the room today. Good morning, Chairman DeMartini. Congratulations. I wish you the best in 2014. And Happy New Year to all of you. Members of the board, CEO Risen, Council Doring. I am Keith Boggs, here this morning in my capacity as Assistant Executive Officer. In attendance with me are several of our mentors, our mentor site coordinators, and partner affiliates. I'd like to start by acknowledging and thanking these committed individuals as they continue to reach out, recruit, and cobble together what is becoming quite the mentor army. So if I could get those folks who are here, who have stayed, that currently mentor, just to stand for a moment, I'd like to appreciate you.
Stay standing. There's a little piece of your mentor army.
The slide on screen depicts our total volunteer time, including all county employees and partnerships. 22,616 total hours to date as we turn 15. In fact, if you were to consider those hours in a human resource perspective, the hours contributed to date equal almost 11 full-time positions for a calendar, for a fiscal cycle. And that's time that's dedicated on lunch hour, after work, weekends, personal time. And this is a true testimony of the sustainability of our employee commitment. During calendar year 2013, our program saw a 19% bump in mentor hours, equating to 1,176 hours by county employees, 142 total mentors participating, 142, 88 of which are your employees, and these employees represent 16 of our county departments. Over the past few years, our program continues to add partner affiliates. In 2013, we added a sixth school site at Bret Harte School, adding to our five core sites at Everett, John Muir, Shackelford, Franklin, and Ensland Schools. And that's a big shout out and a big thank you to Modesto City Schools for their partnership. Our relationship with the Stanislaus Office of Education, SCO, is now 5 years young. And I remember 5 years ago, Mr. Chenyon standing up at the MoRo meeting in downtown Modesto with an article about mentoring saying, we've got to jump on, we've got to get involved. And it was really wonderful to see not only that he stepped up early, that they sustained that effort, and that they are very, very strong partners with us. Our relationships with service clubs like the Lions Club 500, Modesto Downtown Rotary, and the faith-based communities are equally impressive. January is a time for mentor celebration. Annually, in concert with the January National Mentor Awareness Month distinction, your program honors and celebrates the good works of your employees and all of our partnership groups. This year, like in years past, the celebration dinner will take place at the Martin Peterson Event Center in downtown Modesto on Thursday, January 23. And I'd like to formally invite each of you to attend and witness firsthand the magic that this program continues to develop in the area of youth development. As impressive as this long-standing program is, the need in our community for caring, capable adults to engage and positively influence struggling young people continues to grow. We simply do not have enough employee mentors nor community mentors to fill all of the identified need. This annual update is much about a call to action as it is about celebrating some of these impressive numbers. To those of you in attendance this morning, and to those of you watching from the comfort of your homes or the internet, now is the time for you to reassess, refocus, and consider joining this fledgling effort. It's simply the very best use of volunteer time that you will commit to in this new calendar year. 5 years ago, as part of our 10th anniversary celebration, we published a silly little pocket inspirational titled The Power of a Mentor Hour. And I've left a copy of that mini publication with each of you, and I encourage you to peruse these heartfelt testimonials from students, from teachers, and from our mentors, and then share it forward with a friend or with a colleague. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I learn. These are inspiring words from Mr. Franklin that hold true even to this day as our employee mentor program enters its 16th program year in 2014. In keeping with our traditions, I'd like to close with asking our current reigning mentor of the year, Mr. Raul Mendez, now the city manager of the city of Houston, to accept your formal resolution proclaiming January 2014 as Mentor Awareness Month here in Stanislaus County. On January 23, at our celebration, we will name the new Mentor of the Year along with recognizing several other key individuals who have helped to make our program the very best practice that it has become. And this concludes my very brief presentation. I encourage you each to make this message one of your top themes in 2014. And I thank you very much and would be happy to answer any questions that you may have. I'm going to go ahead and jump in here real quick. Keith, first, thank you for everything you do with this program, Keith. This is great work that you do here. And, you know, we always talk about, jumping ahead of the presentation here, I'm sorry, but I always talk about that we're treating the symptoms and not the disease in our county. Constantly, that's what we do. But what we're doing here is we're treating the disease. And this is how we're going to change this community. This is how we're going to make this a better place, is by getting with these kids right now before they get to the next phase where they take up, as an accountant, they take up 75% of our budget, basically, as they work their way through the system. And so this is how we stop this. This is how we change the world. This is how we change Stanislaus County to make it an even better place. So I can't stress enough how important it is to get people involved in this, because these kids, I do it, my wife does it with me. These kids, our poor teachers have so much on their plate anymore. They have to be parents, not just teachers anymore, which is really sad, but that's what they have to do. And so there aren't enough hours in the day for them to be able to teach these kids, especially the ones who have no help at home. And so these mentors are doing that, and this is how we're really going to, again, change this community. And there's nothing more important that I can say. This is probably one of the single most important programs we have going in the county right now. And I just want to encourage as many people as I can to get involved in this, because this is how you will change this community. And thanks, Keith, for everything.
Awesome. Rob, well said.
Chairman gave me the privilege of presenting this resolution. Well, it's really an honor to have you up here. You've modeled in your behavior, as well as a number of senior leaders throughout our organization and even board members over the years and chief executive officers, the value of our mentor program. I'd like to take just a minute to maybe read some of the things in this resolution because they're pretty powerful. It says, whereas January 2014 has been proclaimed as National Mentoring Month, and whereas we all remember when growing up an adult who had a positive and powerful influence on our emotional and intellectual development, and as whereas the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors in 1998 initiated the Employer Mentor Program as a cornerstone of Stanislaus County's commitment to organizational citizenship, and I'm going to skip down here a little bit, whereas mentoring is a recognized strategy with youth to improve school attendance, academic performance, middle school transitions, and high school graduation rates, and whereas mentoring is a recognized strategy with youth to avoid alcohol, tobacco, and drug use and abuse, deter teen pregnancy, avoid joining gangs, and to make quality life choices, and whereas mentoring is a cross-cutting strategy to promote self-confidence, personal skills, and positive youth development, it's been resolved by this board to declare January 2014 as Mentoring Month. And so, Raul, thank you for your work in mentoring and your example. And I know you've been committed a lot of years. How many years have you been doing that now?
Over a decade.
Over a decade representing mentoring in our county. We really appreciate that. And it's an honor to congratulate you and declare, on behalf of the board, declare this National Mentoring Month. Would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Sophia. Excuse me. Members of the board, good morning. It's really a pleasure to be here before you in support of a very powerful, powerful program. I have the privilege to, obviously, when I was working for the county, be part of the mentor program. It all started with Mr. Boggs, I think a couple years after I had joined the county. And it was really one of those conversations where he pitched the idea. It sounded like a good idea at the time, and after the first session, I was hooked. I think we started with Leonardo, Raul, Jason, Marcos, Lizby, Esther, Darius, Chris, Matilla. Every child, a special relationship between myself and that child. The approach here is very easy. It's a team approach. So I've had the privilege of having Keith on my team, Sandy Regalo, who I know is out there in the audience somewhere, Rick, Mark Loser. Really a team effort. It's what it's all about. This program is driven by the passion of the participants, and that includes the individuals that support the program, like the Board of Supervisors chair, County Office of Education, the Vista City Schools, all the other partners. Or really the individuals that are actually taking a little bit of time every week to spend some time with the child and really make an impact. And it's something that we're starting to talk about in Houston. As you all know, I'm now there. And although our employee base is a little bit smaller than Stanislaus County, we're 13 strong currently. Any one child that can be impacted by a program like this is a beautiful thing. And so on behalf of my former colleagues, my current colleagues, definitely it's a privilege to accept this on behalf of everyone. Looking forward to great things, another 15 plus years or more, and hopefully reaching out to other parts of the community that is made up of Stanislaus County. So thank you so much. Have a nice morning, and thank you.
You're here.
Raul, it's always good to see you there. I'm tempted to have the Sheriff's Department to keep you from leaving the building. Yeah, I do have a few people have asked to speak on this issue. So I'll call your names and come up to the podium. Please state your name for the record, though. First would be Cecil Russell.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to address the board, and congratulations to you, Jim, for your chairmanship. this year we're looking forward to some great things. And that I really wanted to speak on behalf of the mentoring program. I got to really know Keith 3 years ago when we held a session called the State of Education and that. And one of the things that came forward out of that was the importance of mentoring. And Keith got elected the chairman of that particular group to take mentoring to a new level throughout the county and that. And so I've had the pleasure of working with him, you know, on this issue for 3 years. The chamber took on the role of internships and that, which we thought mentoring and internships kind of went hand in hand. And at the time, I thought internships were more important than mentoring. But I come to find out that mentoring is much more important than the internships, because as you, Supervisor Withrow, spoke about mentoring and what it means to our kids, our youth, and that, it's just paramount. And if you believe, as I and others believe, that education is fundamental to economic development, particularly in this county where education is a challenge in that. And then I'm also encouraged by the County Board of Education and Tom with his destination graduation that has mentoring as a key ingredient in how we're going to help our youth and help better educate them. But lastly, I just want to congratulate Keith for all of his hard work and what he's done and the great leadership that he's brought to this program. It's so important that we certainly can't understate it. So, Keith, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you, Mr. Russell. Mr. Tom Chanyon.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Board of Supervisors and CEO Risen, Council Doring. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy New Year. Just real quick, you know, New Year's resolutions. I was driving by, saw the church marquee, and the church marquee about resolutions. The sign said, I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. that's a joke. That's a joke. Mentoring is no joke, however. And mentoring turns young people around. It turns their lives around. I want to show you, as you know, we have a new countywide initiative called Destination Graduation. And there's a simple reason that we're doing it. These numbers say everything right here. You can't read the chart from the distance, but the numbers add up to 1,130 youngsters last year that did not walk across the stage in Stanislaus County to receive a high school diploma. 1,130 youngsters that dropped out because they felt there was no one that really showed an interest or cared about them in their life. And we're very concerned about that, and we're obviously doing something about it with our new initiative called Destination Graduation. And one of the four pillars that we've identified for Destination Graduation is mentoring. That's how strongly we believe that this piece of the one of the pillars of Destination Graduation will have an impact on young people. And we appreciate all the people that have been contributing as mentors through the years. And some from our office made the walk down this morning, and we appreciate and thank all of them for their contribution to that. You know, the 49er coach, Jim Harbaugh, he brought in former WWF wrestler Ric Flair to talk to his players the night before the game. We just bring in Keith Boggs, and then Keith gets everybody fired up. And this mentor celebration is just that. It's a celebration of what we have accomplished, but as these figures indicate, we have much work to be done. And just as a sidebar of one of the slides that Keith showed was the power of mentoring. This year I'm working with a young man in fourth grade. He's a great young man. And the first few months, you know, you're just kind of getting to know the person and working with them and finding their interests. But his attendance, I would find, was very sporadic. And one day I went to mentor and he was not there. And the secretary at the office, at the school office, said, you know, when you mentor towards the end of the month, he lives with his grandmother, and oftentimes where they live, they turn the electricity off because they can't pay their bill. And for the last week to 10 days, they just are living anywhere they can. And he doesn't come to school during that time. Well, I told her, I said, you know, I'm scheduled for this block of time to mentor. What's that young man's address? I'm going to go visit his house. And sure enough, I did, and no one was there, but I wrote him a letter, and I left it on the door. And let me tell you, That young man has been at school every day since that letter was read by he and his parents or his grandmother, because guess what? There's someone that showed an interest and cared about him and wanted him to be at school. And it's little things like that that can change and turn around a young person's life and get them engaged in school and help them become a contributing citizen to this fine community that we live in. So congratulations, Keith Boggs, and to all the mentors that care so deeply about the young people that they impact. God bless you all. Happy New Year.
You're here.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Francine Piano, hope I pronounced that correctly.
Good morning. Francine DiCiano from United Way. Thank you to the board for allowing me to speak for a few minutes. I just, on behalf of United Way, I want to congratulate and support Keith and the San Luis County Employee Mentor Program for a great 15 years. Keith, you've done an amazing job. And the United Way and the County Employee Mentor Program have been partners and had a great relation, long-standing relationship for these 15 years. And United Way sees the value of mentoring in a big way. And each of us can look back and see someone in our life who encouraged you, who supported you, who maybe gave you the confidence to go on or to accomplish a goal, and that is a mentor. And imagine that support for our youth, and our youth that may never, ever have that opportunity to experience a positive support person in their life. And those are the youth that the county employees are touching and mentoring every day. So that is a great support and a great gift to our county. And Keith talked about the dollar amount, and in 2012, the independent sector stated the estimated value of volunteer time in California per hour to be $24.75. So that estimate acknowledges the millions of individuals and volunteers in our state that give their time and their talents and their energy to volunteer and help others. So you can just imagine that's the value to our nonprofits and to our schools. So you can imagine that those 20,000 hours that Keith and their employee mentors in the last 20 years have done, that's an enormous gift to our community, to our youth, and to the county. And our partnership with the United Way and the employee mentoring program still continues, and we're really excited about a new endeavor. United Way has funded a program at three different elementary or junior high sites at Prescott, Hanshaw, and Creekside, and it's to improve student engagement in seventh graders. And we're excited to have a mentoring portion of that. It's called a graduation coach program, and it's having someone on staff that sets a plan for the students to graduate, acts as a mentor. And we're proud to announce that we're going to be having 10 to 15 county employee mentors that will be starting next week at Prescott Junior High to assist in that program. So when you look at increased earnings, a national average shows that someone who doesn't graduate from high school earns $21,000 annually. Someone who graduates from high school will earn approximately $30,000 annually. So if you take that $9,000 difference, with our program through United Way, we're touching 120 kids. That's over $1 million in increased earnings for those students and those individuals in our county. So increasing the graduation rate is important, and we're doing that through the mentoring program and in collaboration with Destination Graduation. So I want to thank the Board of Supervisors for supporting the Employee Mentor Program through these years and making our youth and our county successful and a better place to live. So thank you very much.
Thanks. Carol Shipley.
Good morning again. Excuse me. I just want to put a plug in. I did not start mentoring when the county began, when Keith started the program. I was, too busy, couldn't do it, didn't have the time. And until Norma Baker and Christy Amaral came to our Modesto 500 Lions Club to present it and ask our club members to do it, did we finally decide that, you know what, we might have the time to do it, and sure enough, we did. So we put together a team. That team is now the Honorable Loretta Began, myself, and my sister Gail Behrens. So if you don't think you have the time, you have a judge, an assistant DA, who can take 30 minutes out of their week and come to the school and mentor. I can't
I don't think you can use that as an excuse anymore. There are some jobs, obviously, that work through the noon hour, makes it difficult to do it. But for most people, I think you can take the 30 minutes that it takes to get to the school, to have somebody read to you, a child read to you, and then drive back all within your lunch hour. It is well worth it, as you've heard all the testimonies before me about what good that does. And it's really nice. You don't think that you're doing something, that the child may not be improving until you see those test scores at the end and you realize, yes, you did make a difference because you cared for somebody. And that's what it's all about. It's not being a good teacher. It's not being able to teach them to read or to do math. It's being somebody who's there who cares about them, and that's the most important thing. So I challenge each of you who are here on this board, as well as those who are listening in, that try to find that 40 minutes in your week and do it as a team, because then you can trade off if you do have something that comes up and interferes with that time, then your team members can help you out. So please try to find the time and help mentor. Thank you.
Okay. Tamara Thomas.
Good morning, Chairman DeMartini, board members, County Council Doering, CEO Risen. It's my great opportunity to stand before you and also echo the sentiments of those who have already spoken. I'm glad I wasn't right behind Tom Chignon, because I could not have followed that act. So I appreciate Francine for volunteering or being in that order. I will tell you that I have had the opportunity through coaching in high schools and volunteering through the Boy Scouts of America program to donate some hours to the mentoring program some 13 years ago. But it wasn't until about 7 years ago when I started the one-on-one sit-downs with school children that I really began to feel the momentum and the value of the mentoring program that Stanislaus County has provided me. And I will say provided me. It was a wonderful experience to stand behind Joyce Fisher, who was one of the first early mentors of this program, and to watch her walk the talk and volunteering her time even to this day with her adult child, who was her first mentor. She has a strong connection to that child and is assisting that adult child in her life today. So I am very encouraged by the path that is before me and before other county employees to extend those relationships into adulthood. I will tell you that, as Supervisor Withrow has mentioned, you will see some sad things. You will see some children who are academically behind, who have emotional deprivation in their homes, and you stand as that one individual who they look forward to. They peek outside the door as you're driving into the parking lot, and they run to see you because they know that's their time with you, and they know that you are valuing them as an individual. It certainly provides for me an opportunity to walk away and feel more valued as a human being, as an adult, as a county employee. And that is what I take with me every time I leave that child. I appreciate the opportunity each week to seek out the needs of that child who is assigned to me right now, to understand the challenges that are before her and to meet some of those needs. But again, it's always me that walks away with that reinforced understanding that she is making me a better person. I want to congratulate the county board members, both past and present. I recognize that this is not just this board's initiative, that it has a long history behind it, 15 years worth. I want to personally thank Keith Boggs and Norma Baker for all of their individual support on behalf of the county departments to allow for us to provide this call to action. I love the call to action. I will continue with the call to action with my own employees and the many county employees that I come in contact with. I want to thank personally this board for its ongoing support. Thank you.
Mr. Risen, you have something to say? Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to take just a minute and put a shout out to you, Mr. Boggs, for the passion and leadership you brought to this program. We can honestly say, as an organization, we would not be where we're at today in this mentor program had it not been for your gentle pushing and passion over the years. And I want to thank you for that. You've done a lot of great things for Stanislaus County. I think this will be your greatest legacy. So thank you. And then to all the employees who have been part of the mentor program, either currently or over the years, two of our core values as an organization are caring and citizenship. And I can think of no greater way to model those two core values than our mentor program. And so for each of you that have been involved, we give our thanks because you really have embodied those key core values of our organization. So thank you.
Can I say one word?
Mr. Box.
I would be remiss if I did not mention, and several of the speakers have mentioned, Ms. Norma Baker. You know, any good idea meets someone silly out in front who grinds it and nag bags and makes it happen. But then there is the minutia, and there is the data tracking, and there's the follow-up. And Norma Baker and I talk too many Saturdays and too many evenings via text. My wife has asked, who the heck is Norma Baker? And I just would be remiss, and it would not be part of my character if I didn't mention today that she's integral to this and should be recognized.
Thank you, Norma.
Before I bring it back to the board for comment and actions, is there anybody else in the audience would like to comment on this item? You seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for comment and action.
Yes.
Supervisor Monteith.
Well, I would like to thank all the mentors, current mentors, and all the future mentors, because there will be more.
Yes.
There is actually no greater service that an individual can give than to give themselves. And I'm sure that everyone realizes that everyone has received a gift, and that gift is not just for you, it's to share with others. And this gives you an opportunity to step up and share that gift. You know, I'm sure that everyone in this room and most people throughout this whole county, sometime in their life, someone stepped forward and helped them. They may have made a comment that perhaps they didn't think meant much at the time, but affected your life and helped you through some difficult times. This is a program which shows how much we value our youth, and how much we realize that not everyone, due to certain circumstances, grasps and has the ability to learn to read immediately, to spell, or do various other things. And if a person's going through a trauma or a difficult time at a certain phase of their education, it isn't registering. And then we go on and we push them forward to go on in their education. And we've set them up for failure because we haven't come back to the basics and found the area where they have a void for some reason. And as a mentor, you are the ones that are stepping forward and showing them that they are of value and you are giving of yourself. I just want to congratulate you and thank you for your services.
Keith, I'd also like to commend you for a job well done. This is everything that you do. You put in 100% and you've made a difference in a lot of young people's lives. And the 22,000 hours is just phenomenal that you've done. So I really appreciate your effort on that. And I'll be at your dinner on the 23rd, January.
Please.
Anybody else on the board?
Great job, Boggs.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we're being asked to approve this annual report. Anybody like to make a motion?
I will second that.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion's carried. And we will now move to considerable correspondence that we have this week.
Try to get through this quickly. This board received a notice from the Modesto Irrigation District and the Turlock Irrigation District regarding their joint meeting on January 16, 2014 to discuss the Don Pedro Relicensing Update Study Report.
Referred the Department of Environmental Resources, Department of Public Works, and the Agricultural Commissioner and Sealer of Weights and Measures.
This board has received the minutes from the September 4th, 2013 State of California Wildlife Conservation Board where the Dos Rios Riparian Restoration Project in Santos County was funded for $1,392,000 and the Hidden Valley Ranch in Santos County was funded for $3,010,000.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources, the Department of Public Works, and the Agricultural Commissioner and Sealer of Weights and Measures.
This board has received a notice from the U.S. Wild Fish and Wildlife Service reopened the public comment period regarding the Western Yellow-billed Cuckoo as a threatened species.
Refer to the Agricultural Commissioner and the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received three notices of findings from the State Fish and Game Commission that the northern spotted owl and the Townsend big-eared bat may be warranted as an endangered or threatened species and that the America pika was not warranted as an endangered or threatened species.
Refer the Agricultural Commissioner and the Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received a letter from the California Office of Emergency Services regarding the President's Major Disaster Declaration for Tuolumne County and various contiguous counties, including Stanislaus County, for the damages caused by the fire that occurred from August 17, 2013 through October 24, 2013.
Refer to the CEO Office of Emergency Services and the Agricultural Commissioner.
And this board has received two rulemaking advisory notices from the San Joaquin Valley Unified Air Pollution Control District regarding internal combustion engines and boilers, steam generators, and process heaters.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received three notices of public hearings from the Central Valley Regional Quality Control Board regarding amendments to the Water Quality Control Plan for the Tulare Lake Basin and the Sacramento River and the San Joaquin River Basins on March 27 through 28, 2014.
Refer to the Department of Public Works, the Agricultural Commissioner, and the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received a copy of the Cesar Chavez Special Resource Study and Environmental Assessment Summary and Final Recommendations for fall 2013 from the National Park Service.
Refer to the Agricultural Commissioner.
This board has received a copy of the California Partnerships for San Joaquin Valley 2013 annual report regarding issues of concern for the Valley.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received a copy of the Turlock Irrigation District's 2012 annual report.
I acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received a copy of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for fiscal year ending June 2013 from the Stanislaus County Employees Retirement Association.
Acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board received a letter from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding the annual review of the performance of the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Is there any Board of Supervisors reports? Well, I'd like to make one. On the west side, Keystone Industrial Park has finally got the dialysis center off the ground and is being built now. This has been a long time goal of the Healthcare Task Force to pursue to improve medical services for the people on the west side. This facility will handle 18 people. Right now, for the 45,000 people that live between Bernalas and Gustine, there's no dialysis services. They have to go into either Modesto or Turlock to receive that services. And that's three times a week for each person, and they're sick to begin with. So this would be a tremendous advantage to have a facility like this on the west side. I'm told it should be open by early summer, possibly late spring. Legislative and fiscal management report, Mr. Risen.
And just real quick, just to let you know that the state legislature is returned to session, and we anticipate that Governor Brown will introduce his January proposed budget this Friday. We will track that carefully and report back to you what implications it may have on our county organization. We expect that there'll be a great deal of debate this year over what appears to finally be a surplus in our budget. So we'll be tracking that carefully.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't count on a surplus from those guys. Okay, we will now adjourn to closed session. And Mr. Doering.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have a conference with labor negotiator pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. The agency negotiators are Stan Risen, Nancy Bronstein, and Jody Hayes. The labor organization to be discussed is Stanislaus Sworn Deputy Association. Additionally, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 Subdivision D2, we'll have conference with legal counsel to discuss significant exposure to litigation related to a claim filed by the City of Newman concerning calculation of the property tax administration fee. And finally, we have conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation concerning one matter pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 Subdivision D4. We do not expect to report out on any of these matters.
This meeting stands adjourned.